Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 198. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 198. Only my condemnation injures me. Injury is impossible. And yet, illusion makes illusion. If you can condemn, you can be injured. For you have believed that you can injure, and the right you have established for yourself can be now used against you until you lay it down as valueless, unwanted, and unreal. Then does illusion cease to have effects, and those it seemed to have will be undone. Then are you free, for freedom is your gift, and you can now receive the gift you gave. Condemn and you are made a prisoner. Forgive and you are freed. Such is the law that rules perception. It is not a law that knowledge understands. For freedom is part of knowledge. To condemn is thus impossible in truth. What seems to be its influence and its effects have not occurred at all. Yet must we deal with them a while as if they had. Illusion makes illusion, except for one. Forgiveness is illusion that is the answer to the rest. Only my condemnation injures me. Only my condemnation injures me. This lesson speaks to me that condemnation is impossible, and that injury is impossible. And yet, in this dream, I believe them to be true. If I were to let go of one, say condemnation, then the other would be let go of too, injury. The lesson says I have been opposing or arguing with forgiveness. I argue that I can find happiness in some other way. Yet there is only one road to happiness, and that is forgiveness. I think there are all these forks in the road, and I have decisions to make. The only decision I make is to believe the truth or not. Will I acknowledge illusion today, or will I fight for its existence today? I recently watched a movie called The Dark City, and this lesson says illusions make illusions. And in this movie, the bad aliens controlled a planet, and at night they would make all the human people pass out, and while they were passed out, the aliens would change the city structures. And they would imprint the people with new memories, new identities. So a person one day would be poor and on the street, and the next day they would be implanted with new identities. They would be rich and in a palace. The humans held only the memories the alien gave them. And the aliens were studying the humans to understand the soul. There was one human who woke up and realized what was going on and saw the truth that the memories weren't real and they weren't the truth. And in that, they found the soul. Holy Spirit, help me today to become aware of when I am fighting for illusion and when I am arguing against forgiveness. Help me to be aware of the thoughts, the feelings in the body, the emotional guidance system. Help me to have a willingness only for peace and happiness. Help me to be a sentinel for only that. I take a stand today with you to want only forgiveness, only peace, only happiness. Uphold me today in your strength in this stand. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we ask for guidance in uncovering all the ways in which we argue with forgiveness. We ask for clarity in seeing past the illusions to seeing what has always been. We ask with confidence, knowing that as we still our minds and quiet our thoughts, that we will be given guidance in whatever way we are willing to accept it. Thank you for joining with me today in uncovering the insane arguments against forgiveness. Namaste.